Hello.
Okay. Welcome, Marta. Congratulations on the win. Can you give us your thoughts after the match?
Well, definitely very, very difficult match. First on clay since last year. Never easy. Laura is a very difficult and tricky opponent, so I was prepping for a difficult match, but happy to get through.
Congrats on the win, Marta.
Thank you.
Can you just talk through the match a little bit in terms of how you kind of saw it play out, how long it take you to kind of get used to new surface, tricky opponent, all that, and then in the end, what was the key to getting it done like that?
I think generally throughout the match, I tried to stay very solid, but there were times where, especially when she was down in the score, she was like, I guess, relaxing. I don't know whatever was happening, but she was playing really good. And she was playing really good level today, so was very important for me to like try to stick to my plan and my game. And I don't know, I felt like I'm playing pretty good. Like, pretty good is very objective, very subjective opinion, but given all the circumstances, I felt like it was a good match. But of course, it wasn't perfect, but I don't know. I just feel like I had a little bit less ups and downs throughout the match, and I think that's what kind of saved me at the end, because there were times where she was making a lot of unforced errors and a lot of easy points. So, and then she was playing better, but I don't think the ratio was like the same. So I tried to take it, as soon as I could. I mean, it could finish in two, obviously, but yeah, it's tennis.
Just regarding of the match, in the first set you were close to winning even more easily, let's say, and then in the second you had to serve twice, you failed to serve for the match twice. You probably played one of the opponents that is on this court is doing amazingly, because she also won the title, but she's always a threat here for everyone. Did you know anything about this level from Laura Siegemund here, or you just knew that she was tricky as overall player?
I mean, I played her almost 5 years ago, and I lost that match being set in 5-2 up, I think. I knew that she's a fighter, and looking at also her career and her results, she really is, and she stays there, she grinds, and I knew she won here, so I knew she loves it here. So, and I haven't played here in like 6 years, so it's pretty slippery here, but way less than before. And I would say much slower than before. I don't know how it was last year, but it's really slow this year, and it didn't give me an advantage today, unfortunately, but I'm, as I said, the win is a win, so on to the next one.
You talk about the match up there in terms of the fact that you played each other before and you were set in 5-2 up. Did that go through your mind when the match was much more difficult today?
Only I thought about it for like a couple of seconds after I lost the set. I didn't think about it before, because 5 years ago I was 17, and I was much younger and less experienced, more emotional, so obviously it was different conditions. So it was going through my head, but, the longer you're on tour, the more you learn how to let go quicker, because, 5-3, I was 15-30 up, it was a very tricky call by a referee, and it's like it could go really both ways at that moment, but it just went through, like, it just went on a little bit longer. So I don't think like I really gave it too much of a thought, because it's, first of all, it was on hard court, then it was really long time ago, so you think about it, but it didn't influence my game today in a way. So it's not the reason I lost the second set, definitely.
Marta, what is your expectation from your next opponent?
We played a couple of times in juniors, and I think I won all of them when we played juniors. But last year we played and I lost. I lost in Montreal. It was a very close match, and I really felt like I had the match, but I lost it. I don't know. I think it's, you know, Kinven is also very, I mean, here everyone is good. it's a good tournament, so I don't know. I mean, we will see. It's also a very late match tomorrow, so we will see. I have a little bit more time to recover. You know, it's more than 24 hours, I think, so it's good. It helps. And, yeah, we will see. I don't know. I'm excited, and I'm a different player from Montreal too, and she is, I guess. So I will try to use my knowledge, but I don't know what to expect. We will see tomorrow.
Hello. Could you give us some insights about how you like the atmosphere in the surrounding, playing indoor, the big light show for walking in, and everything?
Well, definitely Stuttgart is like top three tournaments in the world. So easy. Huh? I think Indian Wells is really good and Rome is really good for me personally, because Rome has really good food and really good city. And I like food, so I like good food. Indian Wells is just very beautiful. Like the site, the hotel, you know, it's super quiet there. It's a golf course, like very relaxing atmosphere. And here is just the quality of the tournament is really good. You know, like we get to drive the cars, we're like whichever we want. We, you know, we have this beautiful stadium, and you place most of the matches on the center court. So it's a really nice atmosphere. It's music, it's this light show, it's good crowd, always a lot of people here. So definitely very, very nice setup. The only thing I have questions about is that I look at my face the whole match. At the back of the court, I don't like it that much, to be honest, because this doesn't happen anywhere really where we play, and it's a little bit bright. So I feel like it's the two sides. Like if you play on this side, it's much different from when you play on the other side. But otherwise, it's great. I love it.
I think you were practicing with Iga.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I'm curious. What is it? What is she like as a practice partner? And different players are different insofar as some like to practice with people who give them rhythm, mm-hmm. and just to be able to rally. Mm-hmm. Others want to be able to play really good practice partners and kind of work on their match game and stuff like that. So yeah, can you kind of where does she stack up in that for you?
I don't know, because we played in Doha and I won. Like, I was winning throughout the practice. I don't know what was the score, 5-2 or 6-2, I don't know. And here I lost badly. I didn't like the end of the practice especially. She's really, like, she has a lot of rhythm when you just play, like, from the middle and the cross. Like, insane. But the moment you play points, there is rhythm, but it's very fast. And she loves it here, and you can see it, how comfortable she feels on these courts. Which for me on the other side is clearly not like this. Not that comfortable yet here, because I didn't play here. Like I only played here once, like many years ago. So I just need to like get used to it. She plays fast. I think it's pretty much the same as how she plays on the match. But it's different when we practice, because in the match she has much different, how you call it? What's the name of, like she's, her focus, yeah, is much, it's very different. During the tournament, you can see like every point, how it's, like she takes every point, like it's the most important thing, and it's really different. So doesn't make it much different in a way of her game. But these little things that are in the match, they are, you know, I think she's more loose during practice, so she can make some more enforced errors, you know, like she can hit more, you know, because she just have space because it's practice. But you know, in Indian Wells, it was not easy for me. Like, you know, it's not that easy for me to judge, because in Indian Wells I was dead. Like, I was finished. You know, I tried, but I couldn't. And you know, obviously she's the most solid player in the world right now. So it's not gonna work if you just have a tough day. You know, you really need to be at your best. So yeah, but I mean, I really love practicing with her. So it's, you know, because you play against the best player in the world. So it's great. It's good. Yeah.
Do you have any connections to Germany, maybe even to that region, or what do you think about Germans, Germany, any connection to culture, to sports, a favorite football team, whatever?
My sister, she moved to Hamburg when the war started. She fled. Julia. She moved to Hamburg, so I'm aware of the weather in Hamburg, and it's clearly not good. It's raining all the time. I've played a lot of tournaments here when I was a junior, because Germany has a very good setup for juniors, and you know, a lot of good bases, good tournaments, good organization always. So I used to spend a lot of time here. I don't watch football or any other sport, so I don't know any teams from Germany. Sorry?
Music?
Not German actors. Music. Not German actors. I don't know. The only thing German have very good are cars. Very good cars. Very good technology. Huh? I think all of them, the ones that are produced in Germany, I think they're the best cars in the world. My mom had Volkswagen her whole life. I have Porsche. So it's like, I mean, for me, it's the best cars in the world. I love cars. We can talk about cars. I think it's also about the technology. Like, everything in Germany is just super high quality, like from medicine to cars, to, you know, some machine making, some whatever, like everything for home. It's really like, if you want good quality, you always take German quality. I think it's pretty decent answer.
Let's hope it stays like this.
Yes. Good. Thank you.